Senator John Gleason. He's from the Flushing area. And I'm not sure if I want to be in the same room with the senator, because from what I understand, he spent the night in the Capitol. I'm not sure if he's got a shave in yet. How are you, Senator?
Hey, top of the morning.
Well, what was it like? What was it like spending the night in the state capitol?
Well, it certainly gives you a lot of time to contemplate your thoughts and what you're trying to accomplish. And yesterday was a bad day for Michigan. We were addressing some issues regarding some guidelines for charter schools in Michigan, and the Democrats thought it was important to implement an anti-bullying policy in those same schools. Most people don't realize that charter schools in Michigan, they don't have an elected school board. This is appointed by a for-profit organization, so you don't necessarily have the best chance to stop bullying in charter schools. We don't do a very good job stopping bullying in public schools, but we thought we should insert some anti-bullying language to make our state a little safer, more welcoming for children, but we didn't accomplish that.
So was the legislation passed without the bullying part to it?
Yes, it was, and it was disturbing to me. A year ago, I don't know if you recall this, last summer I walked to Lansing, 55 miles from my home in Flushing, down here to the Capitol to stop the abuse of Michigan children. This has been a fight of mine for many years. I know families and I know some friends that have had to deal with loss of children. They are taunted and bullied. Suicide too often becomes a choice by our young folks. And it's not only the bullying, but what the bullying leads to that concerns me. We have many, many young people that commit suicide across our nation every year because of bullying.
So tell me, who specifically decided to block this? If I wanted to drop a dime and call someone and ask them why the anti-bullying portion of this bill was kept from it, who would I talk to?
Well, the Republican leadership in the Senate, they either advised to move forward with a piece of legislation or to block it. So the leadership in the Senate is where you need to go. Randy Richardville is the Senate Majority Leader from the Monroe area, and Arlen Meekhoff is the floor leader. But we as Democrats have tried for a number of years to implement anti-bullying legislation. It's quite interesting that Michigan now, there's only three states that don't have comprehensive anti-bullying legislation: Michigan, Montana, and I believe South Dakota.
Why don't we, from your perspective?
I think there's too much influence, and I know it's a often used phrase, but I think the right wing of the Republican Party has stepped in, and there's a component. Actually, Gary Glenn from the right wing organization uses religion and God as tools to interfere with bullying. He actually thinks God wants some people here on earth to be bullied. He's a very influential component to conservative Republicans. He's considering actually right now running for the U.S. Senate against Debbie Stabenow, but very radical. But we as individuals, we're elected representatives of the public, and if we would listen to the people from our home districts, they would overwhelmingly tell us, and nearly unanimously tell us, that bullying needs to stop. Very few communities haven't witnessed it or seen it. There's documentation that nearly 70% of kids going to public schools are taunted and bullied. So it's not an unknown subject, and we should stop it.
All right, Senator Gleason, and we're talking with Senator John Gleason from Flushing here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Just to hear your tone, you sound very, very disappointed and almost hurt about this action.
Well, I know kids I go to schools on a regular basis, almost weekly. I attend schools and talk to kids. For the last few years, I've made it a point to talk about anti-bullying. I'm trying to offer some recommendations for children to get some confidence that they can tell adults. Unfortunately, we have too many schools and too many teachers that they just turn their heads with the bullying issue, too. That's why we have to implement this legislation. It's not working today. It's not working. We're not educating our kids how to handle a bullying situation. There's no confidence that in their schools things will be handled. Fenton High School, last several years, they've done a program called Ticking, where every aspect of bullying is addressed, from sexual orientation to single parenthood to ethnicity, overweight issues where kids see differences and sometimes shortcomings where they taunt fellow students. Fenton has really addressed this in an appropriate way. I wish other schools around the state would do it, but we don't take it serious. You know, those kids that did the shooting in Columbine, the ones down in Paducah, there's much evidence that shows that those kids were taunted and ostracized and isolated, mistreated in their schools before a real catastrophe happened. People ask the question, why are these kids shooting kids? Most of it has to do with taunting and bullying and no resolve from either the institutions or the community. But this is serious business. I'm sure in your business you have thought or heard about these stories many times.
All right, Senator John Gleason is from Flushing. We appreciate your time, Senator. We will talk with you soon. Thank you.
Hey, God bless. Say your prayers.